Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. When the 2015 schedule was unveiled, the marquee matchup for Week 5 figured to be this Sunday's showdown in Dallas, where the Patriots confront the Cowboys for just the 12th time all time. But while New England won its first three games, Dallas followed a 2-0 start by falling in its last two contests and losing several stars in the process. Still, even in the absence of quarterback Tony Romo, receiver Dez Bryant, and dual threat Lance Dunbar, the Pats have great respect for their upcoming opponent, including Romo's replacement, Brandon Whedon, who's completing 76% of his passes as a former teammate of Jabal Sheard in Cleveland.
Obviously happy for him. I mean, that he got a job somewhere. A hard player, comes to work every day and practice hard when he was in Cleveland. And I mean, obviously he's carrying on the field. I mean, he has a good arm and makes more reads.
Whedon stands behind one of the league's best offensive lines. Whether blocking for running backs Joseph Randle, he had four touchdowns, or Darren McFadden, or protecting the quarterback when seeking such targets as Cole Beasley, Terrence Williams, and the great tight end, Jason Witten.
He just does everything for him, you know. I think obviously what stands out is he had great hands, you know, and when you got a tight end like that, there's big, good quickness in and out of routes and really can catch the ball wherever the quarterback throws it. It's tough as a defender just because, you know, if you don't get there before the ball gets in his hands, he's usually catching it, and you see a lot of times guys draped all over him and still makes a catch. So he's definitely a tough matchup. He's been a tough matchup for years now in the NFL. So we'll have our work cut out for us, and I think it all starts with knowing where he's at and knowing on each play how we're defending him and what we're doing to try to take him away.
On defense, though the Cowboys may be without linebacker Sean Lee, who suffered a concussion last Sunday at New Orleans, they welcome both Greg Hardy and backer Rolando McClain from recently concluded league suspensions, adding to the depth already developed front to back.
It's not like they just play four or five guys in the secondary or a couple linebackers. I mean, they play, you know, five, six linebackers, eight, nine guys, 10 guys in the secondary. Eight or nine defensive linemen, and they use their depth. They use it throughout the course of the game. Looks like they try to, you know, wear you down a little bit. They have the depth to do it.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.